Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's something about the blood of Jesus. You are listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. My name is Apostle Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. Good evening, Prophetess Moore. How are you?
God bless you, Apostle. I'm doing well. I'm doing better. I feel better. God bless you.
Amen.
I'm excited about the movie. Go ahead, Apostle.
Now, I'm saying I'm glad to hear your voice again, and I'm glad that you're feeling better. And we look forward to hearing a word from the Lord tonight.
All right, because my friend, there is a word from the Lord tonight. And you heard the psalmist singing about the blood of Jesus. And it goes, and the word that the Lord has given me on tonight is the word blood. Because, my friend, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And let us just have a short word of prayer, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this, another day, another opportunity to share your word. And Lord, I step back and I say, Kabusha, and I say yes to you and yes to your will. And Lord, I pray that you will speak to your servant tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that some soul will say yes to you and yes to your will, oh God. We pray that someone will be healed on tonight, oh God. Healing their bodies and healing their minds and healing their spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the listeners will not be the same from this night forward. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And again, my friend, we give honor to God on tonight. We give honor to Apostle Stacy Lunsford and Eloquently Speaking Radio Broadcast. We thank God for this opportunity, my friend, to share a word from the Lord with you. And God bless you. Before I speak, Apostle, I'd like to share something with you.
There's a lot of background noise. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, that's much better, much better.
Okay.
Now, I just wanted to welcome all of our listeners tonight. And if you would like to get on the mic, please press #1 to speak with Prophetess Moore. And we will be more than happy to speak with you and to pray with you. And that's press #1.
Okay,
Prophetess Moore, so what do you have for us tonight?
Okay, my friend, again, the word that the Lord has given me on tonight is the word blood, and I'm sharing with you out of my book, There Is a Word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement by Prophetess Stephanie Moore. My friend, you can purchase this book on Amazon.com, and the word today is blood. This is day 16, and so that is the word for today. The word is blood. And today's scriptures that I will be sharing with you will be found in the book of Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse. And I will go to Leviticus, the 17th chapter and the 11th verse. And Matthew, the 26th chapter, 27 and 28 verse. Acts 20 and the 28th verse. Romans 3 and the 25th and 26th verse, Romans 5 and verse 9 and 10, and Ephesians 1 and 7. Again, my friend, you can purchase my book, There Is a Word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement, on Amazon.com. And I am sharing with you out of my book, and the word for the day is blood. This is the 6th of the month, and so the word for today is blood. And the definition of blood is the liquid in the veins, the arteries, of the vertebrates, normally appearing to be red, but actually consisting of a fluid, pale yellow plasma, and semi-solid red and white blood cells and platelets. Blood is circulated by the heart, carrying oxygen and digestive food to all parts of the body and carrying away waste material. And my friend, the first scripture that I will be sharing with you on tonight is found in the book of Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 9th and the 10th verse. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground." And my friend, I'm reading out of the King James Version. And the message from that strip is that the blood of Abel cried out until the blood of one more innocent than Abel is shed as well. Abel depicts the Savior Jesus, who was killed by his countrymen, his brethren. They crucified him and shed his innocent blood on the cross. See, my friend, the way my book is set up is that every scripture that I read, I give a message as well. So, my friend, from the book, from what I just finished reading in the book of Genesis, the 4th and the 9th and 10th verse, the message for that verse is, and I'm going to share it with you again because I want you to know how the book is set up, and every time there's a message. So it said, "My friend, that the blood of Abel cried out until the blood of one more innocent than Abel is shed as well. Abel depicts the Savior, Jesus Christ, who was killed by his countrymen, his brethren. They crucified him and shed his innocent blood on the cross." And that's the way it was. Just like Abel, just like Cain killed his brother Abel, that's the way the Jews killed Jesus. That Jesus was their brother, but what they do? They killed him, just like Abel. So that's just an example. You know, when you begin to read the Word of God, it's so awesome to me how that when you read in the Old Testament sometimes, and how it just plays out in the New Testament as well. When you read that scripture, and this is what the Lord had gave me when I started reading this scripture, this particular scripture, and God just described it to me the way Cain killed his brother Abel. God is real. He is awesome. But let me get to the other scripture in Leviticus. And Leviticus 17 and 11 say, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul." And the message, my friend, is the life of animals and humans is in the blood. If a creature loses its blood, it loses its life. God appointed blood to have this power because it represents the life of the creature. The fact that there is blood flowing through the veins of animals and human beings is evidence of the vitality within them. A life may receive atonement only by the sacrifice of a life. In the book of Hebrews, it emphasized that the temporary nature of animal blood sacrifice required constant renewal. However, Jesus' one-time sacrifice of himself is effectively eternally. Friend, it is the blood of Jesus that causes us to have salvation and eternal life. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And when I read this, I began to reflect back on my life. When I accepted Christ in my life, a couple of months after I had accepted Christ in my life, I was walking home from the grocery store, and in one hand, with my greedy self, I had ice cream, and in my other hand, I had my change. And so, when I was walking through my apartment complex, this man grabbed me from behind, and he was going to throw me in the ditch. And I said, "Oh my God!" And it scared me. And then the Holy Spirit dealt with me, and the Holy Spirit, you know what the Holy Spirit said? The Holy Spirit, I heard this testimony at church, how it just came back to me so quickly, how this man tried to grab this woman one night, and when he grabbed her, she began to plead the blood of Jesus, and because the man had a knife up to her throat, and the Holy Spirit told her to take that man's hand, take that knife from that man's hand, and plead the blood of Jesus. And when she pleaded the blood of Jesus, scared the man so bad that he said, "You got angels around her. You got angels around him," and frightened him, and he ran away. And see, and when this man grabbed me from behind, all of that came to play in my mind. All that came back to my mind, and I said, "Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I plead the blood of Jesus." And when I plead the blood of Jesus, don't you know that man turned me loose and ran? I didn't get scared until I got to my apartment. But my point is this. There is power in the blood of Jesus. That's why it's important sometimes that we testify and we share with one another our different testimony or some of the things that we went through or we're going through, because it can help somebody. Now, had I not heard that testimony, the Holy Spirit couldn't have bring it back to my mind. But because I heard that testimony, and because you're hearing my testimony, because you don't never know what's going to happen to you in life. And I always would tell my children when they was young that if anybody ever tried to attack you or do any harm to you, just say the blood of Jesus. Because you got to remember, there's two spirits in the world. You either got the spirit of God in you or you got the spirit of the devil. And when the people got the spirit of the devil in them, you got the spirit of God in you, you got power. Because the word of God tells us he gives us power to overcome the wicked one. So God has given us power, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to share this other testimony about the blood of Jesus. When my daughter was about, she was in high school. And so my daughter's a very attractive young woman, you know, back in the day, and she still is. And so we was going to, and I worked in high school. So we was, and my kids went to my school. My daughter was in the 12th grade, my son was in the 10th grade. So we was getting in the car, ready to go to school one day, and my daughter told me something. "Mama, I'm sick. I don't feel like going to school. I'm tired." I told my son, I said, "Give me your hand, son, because you know I'm about sick of this child. We're going to have to pray and ask the Lord to visit her." And so we prayed. We touched and agreed, and we prayed. So afterwards, a little while later, I called my daughter to check on her, and she said, "Mama," she said, "God is real and the devil is real." And I said, "Yeah, I know. She said, "Mama, I was laying in the bed," and she said it was if she was paralyzed. She couldn't open up her eyes. She couldn't move. She couldn't do anything. And she said she began to plead the blood of Jesus in her mind. She said as she began to plead the blood of Jesus, she said her eyes began to open up a little bit. And she said an angel came towards her in the form of a little girl, held her hand, said, "Everything's going to be all right." She said then her eyes began to become open wider, and her room filled up with smoke. And an angel, and then she saw Jesus with a long white robe on, with a hood on his head, and an angel standing beside him. And he told her, he said, "Dolly, should go and tell my young people that I love them." And she said, "Lord, why did you call me?" He said, "Because I can trust you." And when I got home from school that day, my daughter was singing, "Thy Help Coming from the Lord." She was singing that song, "Thy Help Coming from the Lord," and her face was all lit up, and because she had been in the presence of God. And I'm telling you, my friend, there is power in the blood of Jesus. So, my friend, whatever you're going through, whenever danger come around you, or just begin to plead the blood of Jesus, and you're going to see that God will step in and help you with that problem and that situation. Now, I'm going to go back to the Word of God. And in the Word of God, we're going to go to the Matthew the 26th chapter and the 27th and 28th verse. But I wanted to share that word with you. I wanted to share that testimony with you. Because, my friend, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going to go through this week. But remember this, power in the blood. Okay, and Matthew 26, 27 and 28 verse, and it reads, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." My friend, the blood of the new covenant refers to the covenant that had been promised in the Old Testament. Jesus specifically said that his blood was shed for the many for the remission of sins. The blessing of the new covenant was to all in this age, and it will yet be fulfilled for Israel in the future. My friend, there is power in the blood. Acts 20 and 28, and it reads, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." My friend, the blood of the Son of God was shed for the sins of the church. This is the part of Paul's farewell speech to the elders at Ephesus. He was letting them know there are always two threats to the church, one from the outside and one from the inside. Unbelievers are a dangerous threat from the outside. The arrogant and the self-serving are a threat from within. And my friend, you know that is true. Because sometimes the people in the church are so mean. But the reason why so many people in the church are so mean, because really they have not really fully been delivered. Because, you know, so many people, they go to church. They some church-going folks. But they never repented of their sins. Some of them never repented of their sins and asked Christ to come into their life. And then again, some of them did repented of their sins and they asked Christ to come into their lives, but they have not grown in their salvation because it's a growing process. But sometimes when you look, sometimes they're still bathed in Christ. They've been in church for 50 years, but they have not grown. They're still in that baby spirit. They have not grown. And the only reason, the way you can grow is begin to read the Word of God and to study the Word of God and live that sanctified life, that separate life, and ask God to help you in every aspect of your life. It's a growing process. And you know, I was talking with some people even on this week, and someone was sharing with me how mean some of the people are in the church. And I said, you know, you just have to pray for them and ask them to, and pray that the Lord would save them or ask them to grow in their salvation. Because so many times people, you know, they just have not grown. They just are traditional. And my friend, let me share this with you as well. You can cut in anytime you want. If you want to comment on what I'm saying and you want to share, just like Apostle said, just hit one and pound, and you can talk and share, you know, what you want to share concerning this word, the blood, or whatever testimony that you have to share. Because someone that's listening there, you got a testimony about the blood, and people need to hear your testimony, because so many times people need to be delivered and set free, and they want to hear what you have to say. So don't just let me do all the talking. We want you to talk as well and share with us, okay? All right, I'm going to the book of Romans, 3rd chapter and the 25th and 26th verse. An apostle, anytime you want to cut in or you see someone calling, just please feel free to interrupt, okay?
Okay, we'll
do. Okay, Romans, the 3rd chapter, the 25th and the 26th verse. It said, "Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and justifier of him which believe in Jesus." And my friend, by his death, Christ sacrificed the just of God. He paid the penalty of sin in full. Paul shared us two reasons why the righteousness of God came through Christ's death. The first reason was to demonstrate that God himself is righteous and did not judge the sin committed prior to the cross. The second reason is that God wanted to show that he is both righteous and at the same time the one who can declare sinners righteous righteousness. Therefore, because of Christ's death, God does not compromise his holiness when he forgives a sinner. I'm so glad that God does not compromise when he forgives us, my friend. God is so, so good and so real. And, you know, when I look back on my life and I begin to reflect, because I really am like I shared with you before, I wasn't brought up in the church. So to me, it sounds real crazy for somebody down the cross and come back alive. But you know what? When I begin to read the Word of God and God open up this Word to you, because God is the one that had to reveal his truth to you, and God began to open up his Word to me and made me realize that Jesus really died on the cross. Because a whole lot of people in this day and time, in this 21st century, with all this technology and all these things that's going on in the world, they do not believe that Jesus was the Son of God and that he died on that cross for our sins. But I am so grateful to God, and I am so thankful to God that he has opened up my eyes and let me know that Jesus is real and that he really died on the cross for our sins, and that we can pray in the name of Jesus. And when we pray in the name of Jesus, and that he answers our prayer. I am grateful that he is really real, because when you look at this world and how this world is going, that people don't believe that Jesus really died on the cross for our sins. But he's real, my friend. He is really real. God bless you, Apostle. You have something you'd like to share?
I got to go to my door real quick. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll continue on. Okay. Let me read Romans, the 5th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse. And it said, much more than being now justified by the blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. My friend, if God loved us when we were helpless, ungodly enemies, how much more will he love us now that we are his children? Through the death of his son and his blood, we have been justified, that is, declared righteousness and reconciling, meaning our state of alienation from God has been changed. Believers are no longer enemies of God. They are at peace with God and shall be saved. My dear friend, the point is that since God loved and the death of Christ has brought us justification, then as a result of that love, we can also expect salvation from God's wrath. To experience this truth, my friend, believers must fully cooperate with the process. That is explained in Romans 6:1-14. Shall we continue in sin? No, my friend, we shall not continue in sin. But we are to repent of our sins, and we're to ask Christ to come into our heart. And for the Word of God said, if we say we have not sinned, we're a liar. And the truth of God is not in us. Even though we are born again and we have accepted Christ in our life, my friend, sometimes we do things that are not pleasing to God, and we still sin. But we ought to always repent and ask God to forgive us, and know that God has forgiven you. When you do something wrong and you repent and you ask God to forgive you, my friend, he's a forgiving God. He's a loving God, and he will forgive you. You know, the enemy always tried to bring in to make you feel like God doesn't forgive you, but God forgive you no matter what you've done. And that is so wonderful, and I am so grateful to God, because sometimes people don't realize that. But, you know, we serve a God that forgives us for our sins, because the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, my friend, you may have said something today that wasn't right, but you know what? The Bible tells us to confess our sins, and that he's just and he's able to forgive us for our sins. So, my friend, we just confess it. We just confess it and know that God will forgive us. I am so grateful.
Prophetess Moore, are you there? Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. We apologize for the inconvenience. But if you are listening to the broadcast and you would like to call in, if you have a comment, a question, or you have a prayer request, Prophetess Moore will be back on the line in a moment. And in the meantime, I am going to just elaborate on what she was saying about forgiveness. God has forgiven us. When Jesus died on the cross for us and he hung his head and he died, and when the blood came streaming down, Jesus' blood washed us, it cleansed us, it healed us, it delivered us, and it still does all of those things today. But Jesus died for all of our sins. Every sin that we will ever commit. And a lot of times, the biggest struggles that people have is believing that God has forgiven them. So if you are struggling with unforgiveness, meaning you haven't received the forgiveness of God, you don't really believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, if you have a hard time with receiving forgiveness from someone else that has hurt you, if you have a hard time forgiving yourself for displaying behavior that wasn't true to your nature, you know, being caught up in the moment, whatever the case may be, you know, sometimes we say things wrong, sometimes we do things wrong, and you have to forgive yourself. And when you don't forgive yourself, that's where that condemnation comes in there. That's where that false guilt comes in there. And Jesus didn't die on the cross. He did not shed his blood for us to condemn ourselves. Romans 8:1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." All of the scriptures that Prophetess Moore shared so far, I just thank God that there is power in the blood of Jesus. And even with the opening song, you know, oh, the blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. And how many of you grew up in church, you know, listening to that song, singing that song? And I just really thank God for the blood that was shed for me on a hill called Mount Calvary. And God is just good, and we thank him for this message tonight. And while we're waiting for Prophetess Moore to get back on the line, I'm going to play this song by Ricky Dillard, Because of the Blood, This is a War Cry. Thank you for listening, and if you would like to get on the mic, please press 1#.
That he did not owe. What came from his head, feet, and his side was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. He paid the debt that he did.
Praise the Lord. You are listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore, and we pray that you are blessed by that song. While we're waiting for her to come back on the line, I just want to release the power of the blood scriptures over our listeners tonight, and I rebuke and cast out all spirits of torment and fear, because I have peace through the blood of Jesus. And the scripture for that is found in 1 Colossians, the 20th chapter. And the reason I'm sharing that scripture is right before we went to commercial and I played the song, I was talking about the blood and how Jesus died for the remission of our sins, but how sometimes people have a hard time receiving God's forgiveness. Now, Colossians, the first chapter and the 20th verse, it says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." So we want to bind and cast out all spirits of torment and fear, because we have peace through the blood of Jesus Christ. So if you're saying, "Well, Apostle Stacy, what does that have to do with the blood of Jesus?" Well, I'm going to tell you. The blood of Jesus is connected to forgiveness.
And when we don't have forgiveness in our heart, we have unforgiveness. And when you have unforgiveness in your heart, you have bitterness. You have resentment. The root of bitterness grows up, and then you open up the door to the spirit of torment to come in and torment you. You're restless at night. You can't sleep. You toss, you turn, you're being harassed, you're uneasy in your spirit, and we don't want you to be bound by this spirit of torment and fear. The Word of God tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. And John 3:16 tells us about God's love for us. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." How awesome is that? Jesus loved us so much that he came to this earth and he died on the cross for us. And not only did he die on the cross, he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. For those that are being tormented, for those that are, you know, struggling with fear or harassment or whatever your situation is, Jesus died on the cross for you. The blood covers all of that. There's healing. There's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. So if you are really struggling with unforgiveness tonight, please press 1 pound so that we can pray for you. I believe Prophetess Moore is back on the line. You're listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. And if you would like to grace the mic and have a, if you have a question, a comment, if you have a overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, kind of testimony tonight, then we want to hear from you. This broadcast is dedicated to God, for God, to encourage his people. So in sharing your testimony about the blood of Jesus, you're going to encourage somebody else, and you're going to encourage the woman of God. And Prophetess Stephanie Moore, thank you. I'm glad you made it back to the line.
Yes, I am on the line. I didn't realize I was off, really. But my friends, are you listening? We want you to call in and share with us, because I know that you have a testimony concerning the blood of Jesus or whatever your testimony is. We want you to call in and share, because this is a tremendous opportunity. People all over the world is listening to this broadcast. They have access to listen to this broadcast. So it's a tremendous broadcast. And I truly thank God for Apostle for allowing me to come and grace the mic and share with you. There is a word from the Lord, and the word that we're talking about today is the blood of Jesus. So my friend, if you have something to say, and you like to give a testimony or something, you can share with us. All right, because I am just so grateful that God even allowed me to even come on the broadcast on today, because I just got out the hospital today. And God is good, and I am so grateful to God for allowing me just to come and share with you that word, the blood. So my friend, Apostle, is anybody on the broadcast?
Yes, there are some callers. No one is in the queue. There are some listeners, but no one is in the queue.
Okay, now y'all need to come on, babies. Now stop acting like a shy, sweetheart, because you know you got something to say. So hit, what you hit, one and
one
and
pound.
The,
if you want to get on
pound.
The mic, that's please press it. 1 pound, and you can speak with Prophetess Moore. How do we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? For those that are listening, if you have an answer to that question, then please call in and talk to us. Right now we have caller 7037. You're on the air with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. God bless you.
How are you doing, Prophetess Moore?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. This is Evangelist Christine, and I just wanted to,
Hi, how are you? Glad to hear your voice.
Good. I'm doing well. I just want to let you know, like I when we talked, I've been praying for you constantly. I thank God for you for just, you know, you've been very diligent and obedient and faithful in for the people of God, also for me as far as helping me, you know, praying for me. And I don't even come asking for a word, but most of the time when you pray for me, it is a word. So I just thank God, and I love the way he uses you. And I thank God that you just, you're a willing vessel to just serve him. And I just want to encourage you, just continue to do what you're doing because, you know, you are helping so many people around the country.
Thank you so much, Evangelist, and you be encouraged. Know that God is with you, baby. He's with you, sweetheart. And he's talking for you. You be encouraged and be still. And watch God.
Yes,
watch
ma'am.
Him move and watch him work. He told you to be still. Just stand still and watch God. And watch him work for you. Because he's going to work for you, baby. Hey, glory to God.
You.
He got He's going to work
Thank
for you. He's going to work for you, baby.
Yeah.
He's going to work for you.
It's been one thing that's been another.
That's all the Lord told me to tell you. He's going to work for you, baby.
Yeah.
You just stand still and watch God. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will.
Don't try to explain nothing to nobody. Just watch God.
Okay,
and he's gonna work it out, and you're gonna give your testimony.
Yes, ma'am.
And he even touch your body and strengthen your body and heal your body. Yes. And get all in your face.
Hallelujah.
And even touch your legs. Even your back, he touch. Even your neck, he touch.
Yes,
and you shall
God.
Not be the same from this day forward, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Because
I'm moving. God is shifting. I see
God
working on shift. He's shifting things for you, baby.
Yes,
you just stand still. Just stand still.
Ma'am.
That's the word
that
the Lord has given me to tell you. Stand still.
Okay,
that
I will.
The Lord in Jesus' name.
I will. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you.
God bless you.
Evangelist Christine.
Yes.
Can you grace us with a song before you go, please?
Let me see. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
Where are you calling us from, Christine? I forgot.
What was that?
And where?
I didn't hear you.
What city are you calling us from?
From Houston.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Sing your song, babe.
Okay. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, I will open up the tide. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pull out your spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
All right, Stacey, so you know I forgot some of the words.
But that's okay. And continue to sing to him. But you said, fill me up. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. And I love that song. So God has a ram in the bush for you. And in the scripture, when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, God said no. And then that's when he saw the ram in the bush. And that's where we know God. That's where we know God as Jehovah Jireh. That's where God titled, because he provided a sacrifice for Abraham. So I believe that you sang that song tonight because God wants you to know tonight that he is Jehovah Jireh, that he is your provider, that he is everything that you need him to be. And I hear God saying that his grace is sufficient. So you continue to not only be, give a sacrifice, but you continue to be the sacrifice. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So
amen.
That song meant more than you thought it did. So God bless you.
Amen.
And be encouraged. And continue
amen.
To sing, because
amen.
You know God is going to do something as you sing to him. God bless you.
God, thank you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, my dear.
Thank you. God bless you too, Prophetess.
God bless you.
You got to shout. You need to get out, Christine. You really need to praise God, whether you do it now or you do it when you get off this line. But you really need to praise God and just know that he's already worked everything out. So continue to be encouraged, woman of God.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
God
you're
bless
listening
you.
To There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. If you would like to get on the mic and speak with Prophetess Moore, please press #1. And she would be more than happy to speak with you. If you have a prayer request, please press #1 and she will pray with you. So, Prophetess
right,
Moore?
Carla. Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
We, yes, there's no callers in the queue, so we're just following your lead.
Okay, my friend. You know what? You need to get in the queue, my friend, because you are listening. And I just share with you, because someone that's listening, you need to get in the queue and give a testimony. Big hey, Shabba. You see, God is real, and he loves us. But God did not just give me a word from the Lord. For he has given you a word to share as well. You're listening, but you need to get in the queue. And you need to share what God has put on your heart to share. Because, see, this word is not, I'm in Virginia. Evangelist just called from Houston, Texas. Apostle is in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area, in the Pennsylvania area. You're listening. But you need to share, because God has put something on your heart, and you need to obey God, because sometimes we hold people's deliverance in our hands, and God wants you to share so that someone else can be delivered. So he not just gave me a word from the Lord, but my friend, God has given you a word as well. And your word is in the form of a testimony, because someone needs to hear your testimony. You listening to me. And you're listening to Apostle, but you got a word from the Lord. And this is a great opportunity. You see how God has opened up the door for you to share with the people of God? Because people are listening. But, my friend, you need to get off that spirit of, you got something to say? Say it so someone else can be delivered. You may have the word in your mouth that I need to hear. Because I might have brought forth the word, But guess what? The prophet needs deliverance too in different areas in her life because you got a word. So when God has given you an opportunity to share, my friend, you need to share because somebody needs to hear what you got to say. I tell you, this technology is about to blow my mind the way God has how God has opened up doors and made ways for us where it don't even seem as no way. You see, because you have something that you need to share with the listeners. So, my friend.
Well, Prophetess Moore.
Oops.
I'm sorry. We do have a caller in the queue when you're ready.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
Okay, caller with the number 515159. You're on the air with Prophetess Moore.
Hi, Stacey. I'm sorry.
Hi, Ida.
Hi, you know what? I didn't know you guys were on. It didn't show up. I had to look somewhere else. Just keep me in prayer. They just took surgery to emergency just about a half hour ago. Keep them
they
in
just
prayer.
Did what?
Took him into emergency.
We took him to emergency.
We couldn't hear you. Could you say that over again? They took surgery to emergency.
Oh,
just
okay.
Keep him in prayer. Just keep him in prayer. When she said prayer, I didn't want to. I know I'm supposed to let him go, but I did. I didn't go with him, though. But it's part of his son.
If he's in emergency, I mean, that's, you know, you're that's fine. That's your son.
Yeah.
Prophetess Moore, her son is in emergency. Can you pray for him, please? His name is Sergio.
Okay, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us know. God, we love you and we praise you and we magnify you. And, Lord, we touch and agree concerning this young man. God, cover him in the blood even now. Touch his body even now. You know the problem. You know the situation. God, we ask that you will be with him and heal him, that you will astonish the doctors and work a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for this mother. Hey, God, touch this mother, oh, God. Touch, oh, God. Encourage, oh, God. You know her heartache. You know her pain. You know her disappointment. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will even heal this mother right now, God. Heal in her mind, heal in her spirit, heal in her soul, heal her disappointments, oh God. Heal this mother. This mother needs to be healed. In the end, oh shot, in the name of Jesus, we pray that she will not be the same from this day forward, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we pray that you will work these relationships up, these family relationships. We pray that you will fix the relationship in this family, oh God. In the end, in the name of Jesus, restore relationship, restore love, oh God. In this family, oh God, like never before, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we believe you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank God.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
And Mother, let me tell you something, darling. That's your son. You go see about your son. Do you hear me what I say? You go see about your son, baby. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But you go see about your son, okay? You go see about your son, baby. And let your son know that we are praying for him. Your son will be all right, baby. The word of God said all things work together for the good. For them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And you love God. And it's this situation, I don't know the situation, baby, but it's going to work out for your good. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
And you can go see about your son. He's going to be all right. But you let your son know that you love him, okay?
Yes.
You let him know that you love him, baby. In spite of what he has done, let him know that you love him. All right? Because it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, sweetheart. God sees and he knows. God knows. People don't know, but God knows. Do you hear me what I say? I say God knows. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
You, and know that God loves you. And he loves your children.
You.
In spite of what they've been through and what you've been through. God loves you. Don't you ever forget that. He loves you. God loves you, and he loves your babies. All right?
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. And I love you, too, and I ain't never met you. But you my sister.
It's me.
All right?
Ida.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
Ida, before you
thank
go.
You. Can you hear me? I had to put my earphone.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Because my phone,
before you go,
my phone call dropped earlier. It dropped. I just got off.
Yeah,
to work
I saw
a while
you when
ago.
You dropped, and then you came back.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
wanted to encourage you. I'm gonna ask you one question, and just
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not real deep. What do you want for Sergio right now?
But you know what? I just got home a while ago, but I know what it was about. It's been going on for a while, but he keeps repeating it. You know what I'm trying to say? And I have to learn how to let go of him. You know what I mean? It's because it's more that, not that I love him, but I couldn't go with him. My sister took him because I didn't have a car.
Okay.
But she took him.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know what? God has control of that. I can't. I can't go no more. But I know that he has to do what he has to do, though. He wants help.
Right.
I can't do it anymore. We try all we can for him. And you know, he was just in jail a couple of days ago. And got out. But we're trying to do
okay.
the best we can.
So
I have to learn to let go. You know, and
mm-hmm. right.
What
and you are doing it, but
really
what I'm trying. Right.
Yeah.
But my question, listen to my question carefully. What is it that you want for Sergio? You want him to be clean, off
clean.
The, you know, you want him.
Yes.
Okay. So this
yes.
is what you start doing. This is what you, I'm speaking to you, prophet to prophet, okay?
Okay, man.
Because you are prophet of God. And you have power and you have authority. So now you are going to start making your declarations over Sergio. I don't care how old Sergio is. In the spirit, you still got power and authority over him. So you start speaking into existence. I thank you that Sergio is over his addiction. I thank you that Sergio, and we're not going to use the word clean or recovering. We're going to say, I thank God that Sergio is healed and delivered. He is a mighty man of valor. So, you know, you got to practice saying, you know, practice speaking the word over him. Make positive
yeah.
declarations about him. And even if you don't see the changes right away, eventually the change is going to, you know, it's going to come. But when you
yes.
start making those positive declarations, it's going to move
yes.
all of those negative feelings out of your heart and out of your mind. It's going to move all of those negative experiences that you have had. Because you know what? Today is June the 16th, 2016. It's time, Ida, for you to be happy. It's time for you mm-hmm. to have some peace. And I celebrate mm-hmm. God for you because you know what you just did? You just broke out. You said, I love him, but I can't do this no more. You chose
yeah.
to take care of you. And that's
mm-hmm.
like, it takes a lot of courage and strength for a mom to do that. So, you know, God got Sergio. Prophetess already prayed.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been praying
yeah.
for him a long time. And God already
yeah.
answered. But, see, remember when Jesus told the disciples, let us go to the other side? Don't you know that there was
yeah.
a delay because a storm came? And those storm winds started blowing, and they got all scared. And Jesus, when they went down there to wake him up, he said, oh, ye of little faith. And then he said, peace be still. And it was still. So in the meantime, from this day forward, no matter what happens with Sergio, no matter what Sergio looked like, peace be still. Look, he come walking in the house talking crazy, peace be still. And you know what? He got to line up with the word of God. So I pray that you are encouraged when you get off this line tonight. I don't know if you come into worship at 9 o'clock. Evangelist Paulette is going to be preaching. But if you do come, come on and worship the Lord and just, you know, encourage yourself in the Lord. But love you very much, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't have my tablet now. I don't see any notifications. I have to get it on my phone now. Yeah, that's why I just got my phone when I just got home a while ago. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll start texting you on your phone then to remind you about the services.
Mm-hmm.
But
because it's hard
God bless
to
you
see
so
on
much.
My phone. Thank you.
Mhm.
Yeah, I haven't been
able
you're
to welcome.
Get God. To my tablet.
God bless.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, Stephanie Moore. Thank you.
God bless you, my darling. God bless you, sweetheart. Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
Hey,
where are you calling from?
No, she's still there.
Yeah,
where are you calling from?
Can she hear me? Hello?
Where are you calling from?
She said we're...
Oh, Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, God bless you. We'll keep you in our prayers, okay?
Thank you.
All right, God bless.
And God bless you, Ida. And call the number 616712. You are on the air with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. There is a word from the Lord. How are you and where your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller number 6712.
Apostle, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
That's a shame. I don't know my house number, but I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Good evening, Prophetess Moore.
God bless you, my darling. And who is this?
This is Paulette here in Chesapeake, Virginia with you.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I am well. But to God be the glory, I tell you. Everything that you've been saying has just been so resonating in my spirit, even the things that the both of you were just saying to Christine. The devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. My daughter was 8.5 months pregnant, and she went crabbing on Sunday, as hot as it was. And, of course, it took its toll on her. So Monday she got up. She wasn't feeling well, but she had a doctor's appointment. So her doctor sent her straight to the hospital to labor and delivery. So she's been in there. Yeah, she's been in there. But to God be the glory, because, you know, I tell you, what you said is so true. We have power. We, the children of God, we have power and we have authority. We are told in the word of God to speak those things that be not as though they were. We were told to decree and declare a thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they wound up having to do an emergency C-section on my daughter yesterday, but my 9-pound, 9-ounce granddaughter is here.
Wow.
She's in the neonatal ICU unit. She was in so long after they broke her water that she got an infection. So they're running one of the tests that they ran on her blood. The results won't be back until tomorrow. So they're keeping her in there until tomorrow. But my daughter just sent me some pictures. She hadn't seen her since she gave birth at 4 o'clock yesterday. And they just laid her on her chest for about 10, 15 seconds. And she had not seen her. Everybody else had seen her because she still wasn't doing well. So she was limited to her bed and couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But to God be the glory. Her blood pressure is down. They have fine because they put her back in labor and delivery because that's how close of an eye they had to keep on her. But she is doing well. Mm-hmm. She has now moved into another room. And she just sent me some pictures of her with the baby laying on her chest. So, you know, I honor God. I honor God. I am grateful for who he is in my life. I am thankful that I know and understand the power that I, as his daughter, walk in. Now, one thing that happened yesterday, my daughter and I wound up having words because the enemy did come in and try to create a situation. But I thank God that he is a keeper.
Yes, he is.
All we have to do is trust him. We have to stand on his word. That's why we have to eat his word. We have to. Because when situations come at us, when the devil comes at us full force, if you don't have that word in you to stand on, to keep you in those times, because I was so angry, and I kept, all I kept thinking was the word of God says to be angry but sin not. And her blood pressure was already crazy before she and I had words. And she got upset and was yelling. I didn't get upset and yell, you know. But she got herself even more upset, and I kept telling her, you need to calm down. Well, we finally got off the phone, and next thing I know, I'm getting a call telling me that it is an emergency situation. She is just about she was convulsing. She did not go into eclampsia, but she was in preeclampsia. And her blood pressure was over 217, over 117. It was. I tell you, it is by the grace of God that she is here today and that that baby is fine.
Thank you, Jesus.
The grace of God. But I know who I serve. I know. It is important that we as Christians, we as his children, be in right relationship with him. That we be in his word so that we know who we are.
Amen.
I did make a phone call. Of course, I called my sisters in Christ. I called them, and everybody was praying. And I want to thank everybody, Apostle Stacy, Prophetess Dion, good God, Evangelist Patrice. Hallelujah. I bless God for you, woman of God. I thank you for your laboring.
Amen.
Apostle, I thank you for your laboring. I felt the prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to say, you know, thank you. And we can't just talk about God's business. We got to be about God's business.
Yes, we
and
do.
And if you're not in your word, you cannot be about his business. So don't kid yourself. Don't trick yourself. Because the enemy that we battle in spiritual warfare is a very formidable enemy. And we in ourselves and our flesh can do nothing against him. You better have that word in you. You better know who you are in Christ. Because when the battles come, you got to be in place. Because the enemy can wreak havoc on us in our flesh. He doesn't have to listen to what we say in our flesh. It is in the name of Jesus that we have the power that we have.
Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank
but
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I'm thankful. Hallelujah.
Look,
I am rejoicing. She will be here with me Saturday. My daughter was like, you're not coming back to the
hospital.
I was there earlier. Let them do their thing.
Ma'am.
Let them have her. Because when I get her here on Saturday, I'm locking the doors. She is going to be mine. They will be mine. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Stephanie. Awesome words. As usual, awesome words.
God bless you. You're a pastor. Are you a pastor?
I'm an evangelist.
Evangelist. All right, evangelist. The Lord is in the back of your head, baby.
Excuse me?
It's in the back of your head. It's coming to pass, sweetheart. The Lord is
coming to pass.
Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Pastor.
God be the glory.
It's coming to pass.
Well.
And I hope to meet you sometime soon because I'm right here in Hampton and you in Chesapeake, so you know we're going to have to hook up, baby.
Yes, we are. We most definitely are.
Listen, you will have to come on this side.
I'll come over there. That is not a problem.
Yeah, wait, listen. Did you come to the to the, I know we on the radio, baby, but listen, sweetheart, did you come to the minister conference?
No, I didn't this year. I am actually, I'm still recuperating from my bout with cancer, well, from the after effects. I am already healed, but I am walking out the manifestation of that here in the natural.
I know that's right.
I'm sometimes kind of hindered in my moving around, but I do move, and I can move. We shall meet. I want to lay my eyes on the prophetess.
All right, Pastor. I'll be looking forward to it. Looking forward to this. And I'm right down the street from Hampton University, so.
I know just where you are. My husband is retired Navy. We're over at the VA hospital all the time.
Well, you can come right on down the street and come see about me, baby.
Yes, I'm coming to see about you.
Okay, let me know. You got my number and everything?
No, but Apostle send it to me.
Okay, she'll send it to you. You come on. Come on, because you're right down the street from Fort Monroe. Okay, I got you, baby.
Hello.
We will work it all out because I'll probably be coming that way next week so we could all get together.
Thank you, Jesus. You know. Ooh, isn't that going to be wonderful?
Hallelujah.
Well, I got a mother here. listen, Apostle. I got Mama Bennett on my house, and she's being real shy, but I'm going to make Mama Bennett is wanting to say hi to the saints. Mother, hit one and pound so you can say hi. I got Mother here. She's been listening to the program, but I want Mother to say something. Mothers, please say something.
Hallelujah,
you want
Mother.
Me here to fight? Wait a minute. I'm going to have to fix her phone so she can say hi to you. Okay, Pop?
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you this evening? Not real good.
Mother. Okay, go ahead. Talk, Mother. Just go ahead and talk.
I just want to give thanks and honor to God. For He is real and He's real in my soul. He has done so many great things for me.
Can you hear Papa?
Yes, we Papa. Hear her.
Okay, go ahead, Mom.
Yes, I hear her.
The last couple of weeks I've been going through a little problem that I've had, but I thank God that God is real in my life, that He promised that He's a keeper for me. He's my eyes, He's my ears, He's my all in all. He's my provider. When I didn't have no way of my family, because right now we're up against the wall. But I I know that he's able to deliver and set free. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord. And I'm looking to the here right now from when comes my help, because I know my help comes from the Lord. He said, I never seen the righteous nor see begging bread. And he's so true to his word. So I love the Lord because he first loved me. He gave his only begotten son who hung bled and died on the cross of Calvary for me. What a mighty God he is. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Be blessed.
Amen. God bless you. We will definitely keep you in prayer. And we thank God for healing you and everything that you believe in God to do. It is so. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
All right. God bless
okay,
you.
We have one more caller in the queue. And caller number 9931, you're on the air with Prophetess Moore. Hello, caller number 9931.
Share with them. That's your last four numbers of your phone, of your number. So, hello, caller.
757-814-9931. You're on the air with Prophetess Stephanie Moore. Okay, well, Prophetess Moore is 822. We can, hello, are you there?
Call another number because that was Mother's number. She just finished talking with us.
Oh, okay. That was it. That was the last one. So you could do closing remarks. And for those that are listening, Prophetess Evangelist, Evangelist Paulette Dupree, she is going to be preaching tonight at Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry at 9 p.m. So please keep her in prayer. You heard the awesome testimony that she shared with us tonight about her beautiful bouncing baby granddaughter. So we just thank God that the baby was healthy and her daughter is doing fine. But she is going to be preaching, ministering tonight. So please join us. And Prophetess Moore, I turn it over to you for closing remarks.
Okay, God bless you. Again, we just thank God for his goodness and his mercy towards us. We thank God for all the testimonies that came forth, the calls that came in. We thank God for eloquently speaking. And Apostle Lumpford for allowing us to come on this air and share with you. There is a word from the Lord, and the word for today was blood. Because, my friend, we know that there is power in the blood of Jesus. And we just thank God for this time of sharing. And I just want to keep you all encouraged. Know that God loves you, that he sees you, and he has no respect for persons. And my friend, I want you to look for a pleasant surprise on this week because God is going to give you a surprise. And next week, hey, Shabbat, Tikiando, Sha, Enikando, Sha, Enikando, Shay. And next week when you call, we want you to give that testimony of that pleasant surprise that God is going to share with you on this week. I tell you, my friend, God is good. God is good. And I am just so grateful to God. Let me just share. I am so grateful to God for allowing me to be on this radio on tonight because, like I said, I just got out the hospital today, and I didn't think I was able to do this. But you know what? I said, Lord, just let your will be done. And I want to share this testimony because so many times, I got sick on Sunday night. I was so sick. My son was hurting me so bad. And so when I went to the hospital in the emergency, you know, ambulance had to come and get me and all of that. But, you know, the word of God said all things work together for the good. That's my scriptures, Romans 8:28. And by being in that hospital, stomach hurt, didn't know what was wrong with me. But you know what? In spite of all of that, God used his servant in that hospital to do some ministry. So that's why I'm sharing this with you, because no matter what you're going through, always ask God, Lord, just let me be a witness. Because being in that situation, God allowed me to minister to people, minister to the nurse, the doctors, and different ones. I'm in pain, but, you know, God allowed me, and I am so grateful to God. And I said, I don't care what you're going through. It's going to work out for your good. And always look, and look, I always say, peek and see what God, how he wants to use you in that situation that you're going through. Even Pastor Paulette, your baby, your grandbaby in that hospital, the Lord will use you to minister to somebody when you go see that baby. So I just want you to be encouraged, every listener. And, you know, I know it's a whole lot of people be listening to this broadcast, because I done passed out so many cards concerning this broadcast, but, you know, sometimes people don't want to say anything. Then they'll call me later and say, yes, I listened to the broadcast. I said, well, you didn't say anything. But I just want to share with you, be encouraged, know that God is good, know that he loves you, and he's going to have a surprise for you on this week. But next week, listener, I want you to call in, and I want you to share your surprise, okay? All right? Love you, Apostle. Love you, Sister Paulette, and all the other saints that's listening. I love you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you all. God bless you, and you will have a wonderful night. And, Pastor, we're going to call back in for your broadcast, because I know that God has put a word in your belly concerning the saints.
Amen.
So I'm looking forward to your broadcast at 9 o'clock. So I'll be calling in. I may not stay on the whole time, but I'll call in, okay? God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night. God bless.